Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone?
This is
smooth.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branch and offices. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Thank you. Okay, weather-wise, things continue like we thought earlier in the week. We've got overcast at my house right now. The sun will break out later. That's the South Bay. San Jose is looking at sunny and in the 80s. Perfect day. Same with the city in San Francisco. They're looking at sunny after they burn after the clouds burn off and in the 60s. And basically, it's like we'd expected through the week. Pretty good stuff. A great summer day ahead. So have fun sitting in the house hiding from COVID, if that's your thing. I don't know what your thing is.
A lot of people's thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe get outside if you don't have AC. But as of tomorrow or Friday, some of us will have AC.
Yes, can't wait.
Did I see a post of you sitting in the sunshine yesterday with something like that?
Yeah, well, I was in the shade in my backyard. But, yeah, I was perfect yesterday.
Oh. Nice.
So enjoy the
outside.
I love
a perfect day, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when's the AC coming, tomorrow or Friday?
I'm not sure. I know they're stopping by today to like assess things, I guess. So I'm not sure if it's tomorrow or Friday.
Well, it sounds like maybe they go look what they need tomorrow and then come in and just fix it all up on Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool for the weekend.
You know what's neat is when you see people who really know what they're doing about any job they do, they just get right to the work of doing stuff and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. That's like incredible. Look at you go. Thank God somebody knows what they're doing around here.
I know. Usually there's a lot of standing around and scratching your head. And, do I call someone? Or?
Right. All right. So let's get started. We'll begin with a real quick update on the coronavirus just because, you know, the numbers, I think it was from Monday, we'd reported like a record number of cases with still two counties yet to report, though they've since reported, and the numbers were up over 6,000 as opposed to the four that they initially reported. So we're spiking right now, and that's expected because we're also coming out of hiding in a big way. Like everything's opening back up. You're seeing even tattoo places and hair places opening now, and so it's the spike is expected. You know what's trippy is, they've said that the protests didn't seem to show any kind of spikes. So that's at least good news that the people out trying to, you know, rally for their cause didn't also get some kind of deathly ill in the case.
You saw a lot of masks at those. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking just the ones I saw on TV. The only one I went to, everyone was fairly well distanced and everybody had a mask on. But you'd see the masks on the televised protests. But you'd also see a lot of people not and a lot of people yelling. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually surprised that they haven't seen any spikes directly related to that. It's good, I guess.
The old lady in South San Jose at the yogurt shop that coughed in a baby's face because
she's a delight.
Right. She's still on the lam. Wait, is that the right term?
Sure, on the run. She's on the run.
Whatever. They haven't caught her yet as far as I was able to find. Although now, if you look her up, or if you look up the story, one of the videos you get from ABC here locally is racist woman purposefully coughed on the baby in the Bay Area. And it is it's a Latina mom, and uh-huh. that would be a Latino boy, the baby. So the interview with the mom, she says she wasn't yelling at anybody else but us. And, you know, and she doesn't say we're brown, but that's, you know, here we are, Latina, and she right. seems to take issue with us. So she coughed in the baby's face, which was the deal, and it was caught on video, and they've got her sort of picture. She hasn't come forward yet. I have to believe someone went, isn't that Martha?
Yeah. So she's pretty, I have to assume she didn't go counties away to go to this particular froyo place.
You go to the place that's around the corner. That's right. What you do. So I don't know if she's in hiding or what her deal is, but she's wanted because she coughed in a baby's face. That doesn't mean she was sick, but it does mean she was
a jerk. We're going to arrest you for your jerkiness.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty crappy.
What would that be? What would the charge be? Like, you know, just absolute rudeness, or is it like a biohazard thing? And if it's a hate crime,
Well, that's using the term racist in the video that I just watched means that could be what they're talking about. I don't know. To me, I don't know this lady. I don't want to defend her.
Yeah, no.
But I do believe I've been out enough to see that in general, our behavior hasn't made me proud. Just as a country, I feel like, geez, we really aren't being as polite as we could be in, you know, these times when we know everyone's extra stressed. We're all grinding. Everybody,
we're taking our own stress out
on
the other.
No excuse for what she did, though. I would be furious. You know, dude. Now
horrible.
I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to worry all the time that you just gave my kid something. And what happens if I react the wrong way? Now we've got a real problem, right?
Right.
So
that's the thing. I mean, you know, yes, we're all stressed. So when you unleash your stress, you have no idea what the person you're doing that to is capable of. Like, it's
right.
It's
exactly
it's just
right.
a recipe for bad events.
Like I said yesterday, don't engage people.
Yeah.
Move on. Let me see here. Almost a third of workers now expect to keep working from home full time, even after the crisis is over. Enough people have been able to make it work that they think the companies are just going to keep them in place. I have a feeling they're not, though. I think the companies, I do believe that there will be companies that see this as a way to cut costs, rid of the rent. Many companies are in leases or own the building and are like, get your butt back in here. We're
going to need you to come to work.
We're obligated to pay for this building, so you people need to fill it.
Right.
So I don't know if you can get out of leases or not that easily, but unless you're in a position to not, I think.
I mean, if your lease is up, you might go, all right, well, we're going to be looking for a much smaller office space.
Right. So anyway, there's that.
It helps traffic too. Like, you know,
Big time.
If we could really, even now, while traffic has picked up significantly, it's not like it was. You know, it's still a little bit easier to get everywhere. So I don't know how long we'll get to enjoy that for, but I like working from home, personally.
I do too. It's not, I also like being at work and being around you guys. I think we're more.
I do too.
A group when we're in one space.
You know, the energy is really an important factor in it. That's why I mean, honestly, I totally rely on this Zoom thing, because at least I can see you guys and we can be, you know, making our crazy arm movements and our whole like sub-communication methods that we use.
A new survey found 30% of people who are quarantined alone have left their house to hook up during the lockdown.
Hot.
That's not surprising.
People want it. They need a little
Just over half of them have had someone over to their place so they could do it. Here are a few other stats.
I'm going to hang a plastic wall in the middle. It's just got one little hole in it.
30% of people who are self-isolating alone have had at least one video chat hookup.
Yeah. Hot.
I guess that would be pretty hot. I haven't done that. Have you done that?
No, a video chat hookup? Certainly not. I got to send John out to the shed so we can have one of those. Get out of here. I know.
Yeah, we're missing out on all this stuff because we're just too tied down.
Oh, yes, tied down. That's it.
Well, you know, I mean, if you're single, of course you're trying whatever anyone suggests. God. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, what's wrong with phone sex? Let's do it.
78% of people who are self-isolating with a partner have been having more sex because of the lockdown. Those people don't have kids.
Yeah.
They can't possibly have kids.
We're having the exact same amount of sex.
Oh, your Friday usual? Yes, your usual Friday?
We have our weekly date.
Oh, good for you.
You're a good woman, Sarah Clark.
I try.
Keep that up.
That's... You know, listen, he's a good man, and I am into him, and...
You're an excellent partner.
Thank you. I'm trying my hardest over here.
Most of the people who are having more sex say boredom's the main reason. Just bored. Yeah. Just
bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
Right. And a lot of people have used the lockdown as a chance to spice up their sex life.
Oh, what fun.
And there's a percentage of people who also say, yeah, we increased our action for a bit, and now we're burnt out. And so that's gone.
Yeah.
That's gone
away.
We're
back to normal now.
Unfortunately, right.
Or less.
Here are a couple suggestions for people who are looking to date.
Oh, in this special time.
Mini golf, they say, is a great way to socially distance. Picnics.
Oh, picnics are nice, yeah.
You could go to the beach or anywhere near the water. Most places.
Are the beaches open now?
They're not technically open, no.
So as long as you swim, you can still go, but you can't hang out there.
Right. You're not supposed to be parking it. Drive-in movies, going on a hike, bike rides. That's a great date. I love bike riding, as long as the person can ride.
I got an e-bike. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Gardening together.
Oh.
I don't think that's a date. Oh, no.
I don't really see that as a date either. That's
watching a live stream. Yeah, plus, you know, so what? I'm going to help you with your chores? No.
Yeah, come on over. Help me with a little sweeping up to do and, you know, plant the
Although guys
tomatoes.
Will do anything. I mean, they you know, if you say, hey, I'd love to see you, but I have to do gardening, guys most likely will say.
I like to garden. I like to pick flowers.
And going on a mini road trip also made the list of. Oh, also watching a live streamed concert.
Oh.
Are those still going on? Like, is Matt Nathanson still doing a weekly night, a nightly or a once a week show?
I think he's doing them not like religiously once a week. Like, some people are really religiously doing that stuff. I know Michael Franti is now doing concerts that you buy a ticket for. To watch
what?
It. Yeah, I've seen it on his Instagram. But they were doing a nightly, just a song or two and a little bit of dancing. There's definitely still some stuff happening online. I just don't know. I truly don't know how religious people are about it. Concerts, though, we miss them.
Right, no doubt. So I'll mention this real quick because it's what I teased you with. Apparently... I mean, 4th of July is what, 2 weeks away? Is that what we're looking at? A little less than?
Yeah, a little less than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think this is normal. The fact that people are lighting off fireworks in the middle of the night right now, it's always a pre-4th. I don't like it. In fact, as a native Californian, I'm over fireworks. We have too much fire potential around here. Mm-hmm. I don't need it. But... they continue to be a thing, a tradition. It's 4th of July, you know, party without fireworks is wrong.
Just party.
I guess. So anyway, right now, because people are trapped at home, cities all over the country have been reporting more noise complaints about fireworks than they normally do around this time. And they say it's because everyone's home and everyone's up to that. There's no traffic making noise to drown things out.
Oh, interesting.
And so New York City had 426 times more noise complaints.
Wow.
I'm not surprised. People are bored. You know what? If they were able to, if they've got a firework or firecracker hookup, I could see why they'd have purchased those. I haven't heard any of you.
I haven't. You know what I have seen though? I saw somebody posted on Instagram something like, if you are upset about the fireworks you're hearing, one way to solve it is to call your congressman and tell them that Black Lives Matter. Is there something connected with that? Are people doing fireworks as a part of that?
Oh, I have not heard. No, I.
The only reason I ask is because I saw that posted.
Yeah, I don't know if they think they're being funny or if that's a truly legit part of the story. But
yeah, I don't know.
I feel like every 4th of July, people get their fireworks early and they're out there setting them off because people like fire.
People do,
you know,
and they like to do it themselves too. Like I don't know if it's, I'm sure there are some girls who like this too, but dudes are like into blowing their fingers off. Like they love to have their own show. Look at the show I'm putting on for you. You know, mm-hmm. I know a couple guys like that.
You do?
Yeah. Little backyard fireworks guys. I do. Like, oh, this seems unsafe.
Let's
I'll stay
here.
And watch.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Vinny, how about the sprinklers? We played in them all the time. Or a water wiggle. Yeah, we've been using those for sure. But at least that you can turn on and off as they're in it. And you don't find yourself with a giant pool that
is now breeding mosquitoes.
I agree, Vinny. I'm so saddened to call myself an American right now, especially how we're handling the pandemic. The world is laughing at us. I don't. I feel like the pandemic's been hard on the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know exactly how Italy handled the day-to-day. Are they better suited to hide in their homes?
I don't know, but they did it, and they did it hard, and their spike went down. Ours just sort of, we're on a plateau. I mean, we're still getting tons of cases because Americans are just sick of following orders, I guess. I don't know what we're sick of. I'm sick of being sick, so... I want to not be sick.
Are you still coughing?
No, I'm all right. I mean, I'm sick of us having the sickness.
Oh, being
so
sick.
So I'll do what I'll do, what I have to do to not have that happen. I want us to flatten our curve out, too.
Agreed. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100, but I have an update on the Bubba Wallace case and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.